Hello everyone, this is Michelle Spencer, the PGVP for User Support Services for ILTA, and our steering committee would like to wish everyone a Happy New Year. And so on this podcast, we're going to be reflecting on 2014 and what our biggest takeaways were from 2014, and then shift our focus to what we're looking forward to and maybe what our resolutions are for 2015. So Marita Terrell is going to start us off. Marita, what are you reflecting on?
I'm reflecting on 2014 showed me that growth and change are the biggest constant in life. We no longer have an IT manager, so therefore our network administrator and myself and our records manager received more responsibilities in regards to IT, help desk, and other formats and applications, and we learned we could keep on going, and even some things got even better, which was great, and change is good. We survive it. We keep on growing professionally and with a lot more knowledge, so that was really great. And what we're looking forward to, myself in particular, in the training and help desk realm, we purchased Savvy Training's LMS, learning management program, and so we're getting ready to implement that in February and get people used to learning at their own desk and calling for one-on-one meetings, trying things out, trying little tests. Hey, I can do this, and realizing they know more than they thought they did, hopefully.
Awesome. Sounds like it's going to be an exciting year there for you.
Yes.
So for me, along the same lines, my biggest takeaways from last year are looking at new and more effective ways of doing things with our training and support, things like flipped classrooms and performance support. We experimented a little bit with this with our Chrome River expense reimbursement rollout in November and December. We did videos prior to the formal training that included instructions for practice exercises that people actually completed in a live test environment. And this allowed us to shorten our instructor-led training, but also going deeper into the programming. And we offered some follow-up labs where people could bring their actual receipts that they had to process. So it was very practical and tied directly to their work. And we found that all of this really helped with their fear and anxiety around such a big change during a really busy time for processing expenses right there at the end of the year. And then looking forward, we are going to be revamping our training program quite a bit this year. We had a trainer summit in the fall to look at everything, right from the top all the way down to the bottom. And we're in the midst of moving our learning management system to the cloud, so that will make it externally available. And then once we get some other framework pieces in place, then we're going to be able to start implementing some of these new things and ideas. And then another thing for the user support folks on the call, we're also doing some training for our document specialists. We've been finding that our people who have less law firm experience are really benefiting from some deeper dives into Word topics, but in small doses. And we're looking at this as a way to not lose that historical knowledge that us old-timers bring to the table. So that's what we're doing. What about you, Denise?
Thank you, Michelle. This is Denise Ash from Jackson Kelly, based in Charleston, West Virginia. I'm afraid y'all are going to laugh at my biggest takeaway from 2014, but it's been helpful on both a personal and professional level. And the takeaway is a direct quote from one of our attorneys. She said, "Denise, you cannot be all things to all people." And I have struggled with that my entire life, like I said, both personally and professionally. But honestly, after having that very open conversation with an attorney I respect very much, I realize that I can't do everything. I do have to pass things off sometimes. And that actually leads into one of my resolutions for 2015. Last year in 2014, we added a second trainer to our staff, doubling our training staff to two, and I became the training manager. One of my goals for 2015 is to learn how to be a better manager, a more effective manager. I want to focus on things like getting better at delegating to my trainer, motivating her, and she's a great asset to our firm, so she's fantastic. I want to learn how to more effectively deliver her evaluation. And the honest resolution, though, for 2015, the one that I hopefully will fulfill, is our firm is rolling out net documents this year, probably next month or the month after. So my basic resolution is to survive that training in our 450-user, 12-office firm, as I'm sure most of you will understand.
Woo! Quite an undertaking.
Yes.
Your new trainer will be up and ready to go by the end of that, if she isn't already,
I told her,
right?
It's definitely a trial by fire, for sure.
Awesome. That's wonderful. One of our steering committee members that wasn't able to be here sent me her items, and that is Linda Jones, who is the training and technical support manager for Schiff Hardin. She kind of followed a little bit along the lines of where I've been going with some stuff, and so her 2014 takeaway was changing the delivery method for their training materials was a big win last year. She started developing video tutorials that can be viewed on tablets and mobile phones, and they're looking to use that technology to move along the training for their new client intake process and application that goes along with that. She said it really requires a new design and training methodology that she's really enjoying. She never thought she would have so much fun with Captivate. And we just got version 8 of Captivate, which is the version that includes the responsive designs for mobile. And while that's not our priority, I can say that version is a big change from 5.5, which I had been using for quite some time. So then looking forward for Linda, she says they are looking to redefine their training and education program for secretarial staff. The secretary, as defined many moons ago, is going extinct. There's been a lot of talk about this, you know, in ILTA for quite some time. And so she said they are currently faced with many secretaries that are retiring, and they are looking to create a career path for younger and newer staff that will go from being kind of a clerical or project assistant position and allow them to move into either a paralegal role or legal assistant role. And she said they're also looking to build this into a homegrown internship program. So I thought that was interesting. It sounds, you know, kind of similar to we have summer associates come in for attorneys and try them out, and then they join the firm. And so she says specifically that they're looking at the Year Up program, which focuses on underprivileged youth as a guide. She said it's very interesting stuff and lots of exclamation points after that. And so if anybody wants to check that out, their website is yearup.org. So next we're going to turn to Jean Marie. What have you got for us?
Thanks, Michelle. This is Jean Marie Boswell from Paul Hastings. There's not so much a takeaway as a takeover. It seemed like two topics really took over the conversation last year, security and mobility. And it really would have to be under a rock to not be aware of all of the ways that data can be compromised. Every day brings a new threat, it seems. And as people are working less and less at the office, that brings a whole other range of challenges. The good news is it ties into what we are trying to do this year, which is make this the year of the lawyer and really focus our technology instruction toward making them more productive, more secure, and having content that's relevant to the lawyers. We've so long have focused on staff skills, and so I keep reiterating to my team that this year we're really going to focus on the timekeepers and what we can do to make them better in terms of providing their client service. One of the ways that we're doing that is by creating collisions of people so that we're no longer deciding what we think they need to know, but actually finding out from them what they need in order to do their jobs. So kind of trying to be more innovative in how we develop our content for the lawyers and the other timekeepers at the firm.
And this is Moretta. Following along what you just said, Jean Marie, we're trying to focus more on the attorneys ourselves as well. Once a month, we have an IT Q&A where we invite everybody in the firm to ask any kind of computer question that they want to come into the Learning Center. And, of course, we feed them. I'm also trying to get into the monthly attorney meetings for just 5 minutes and into the staff meetings as well as to some of the practice meetings so they can answer or ask me any kind of IT questions that is needed. Michelle.
Awesome. So I'm going to wrap us up. There's definitely lots of diverse things that we're doing in our various firms. And, you know, I found it interesting that one firm's focusing on their staff, whereas another is focusing on attorneys. And so I think, you know, there's some good takeaways from both of those approaches. It just kind of depends on where you're at and with your program. And I love Denise's challenge to herself to be a better leader for her new trainer, because I think that's something that a lot of times we forget is our own professional development. We're so focused on doing for others that maybe sometimes we need to bring that back to ourselves. So I hope everyone has a great 2015, and thank you all, Denise and Moretta and Jean Marie, for sharing what's going on with you guys, and Linda, who wasn't able to be here in person. And this is going to wrap up another great ILTA podcast.